Monday motivations and intentions, life tips, tools, lessons, and hacks to start your week right and position you for the success and fulfillment you deserve. It's never too late. It's just later than you think, but always the perfect time to start. Monday motivations and intentions begins now.
So what do I do on a daily basis? Well, I have a daily meditation practice. It's really very simple. On the best days when I have the time, I didn't do it this morning, but I'll do a little exercise to get in my body, which I need to do because I have an anxiety disorder. So I live with a generalized anxiety disorder, diagnosed. I've been on and off meds for it. It's something I have to treat on a daily basis. It's similar to like if someone has is a diabetic. Mm-hmm. Like you have to monitor the diabetes. You have to take your blood sample and check it and watch what you eat and you know what I mean?
Yep.
And you can live with it. You can live a full, rich, healthy life with diabetes, but you have to monitor it. And that's how it works with me and with anxiety. On the best day, I get some exercise in. I jog up and down my driveway and then lift a few weights and stuff like that. On the best days when I have the time, I do cold immersion therapy, which is very powerful and healing for me. It sucks. And every part of my body's like, oh, no, it's horrible. But when I allow myself even just 3 or 4 minutes just to be immersed in either my pool if it's cold enough or in this cold immersion tub that I have. And then I do a prayer and meditation practice, which is really pretty simple. You know, I talk in the book about how prayer and meditation are also like a yin and a yang. They're a dance. So prayer is beseeching the universe and connecting with the universe, and meditation is listening to the universe. And I think both of those components are really important. But when I can bring myself to kind of a mental stillness and serenity and surrender in the morning, even it's just 15 or 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be some epic thing 3 times a day for 40 minutes with a mantra and blah, blah, blah. Many people use apps and they're great. I don't. But there's a lot of great apps, and even just on YouTube, you can find great meditations. And I go out to a little bench, which I've kind of created as a sacred space for myself, talking about bringing the sacred into our homes and into our lives. That's a sacred place because it's where I commune. It's where I commune with nature. It's where I commune with the divine. It's where I talk to my dad. And then that, I liken it to like rebooting your computer. Like your computer or your phone is on the fritz and the apps aren't working, and you just reboot it and it goes boom, and then all of a sudden things kind of have a clarity and focus. And that's how it works for me. There's other aspects, but that's a kind of a morning routine, a morning practice is super important for me.
Do you just go into black space when you're meditating?
No, you know, I focus on my breath and I really focus on just opening my heart. And after I say a few prayers and I do a few Baha'i prayers and Baha'i meditation practice, it's just about finding stillness. Mm-hmm. You know, when I lead meditations, which I do sometimes, one image that I use that people find really helpful and I find helpful myself is like picture listening at home. You can do this at home. Close your eyes right now. Whoosh. And you can picture in your mind that your mind is a pool of water in a dark cave. And picture a pebble being thrown into the pool of water, which is your mind. And then the ripples ripple out from the dark pool. And then it becomes very still and very calm in this dark cave of the mind. And then just be with that image and that sensation. And that's the space. That's the kind of peace looks for. And that's just,
I almost fell over like at one point.
That's the 22 second version. You can do a much longer version, but
I like that. That's a really good technique.
But that's just an image that allows you to kind of go, oh, that's the kind of peace and stillness I'm looking for. Because we work in in images more than words necessarily. So that's what I go for. I'm not always able to achieve it. And sometimes I'm only able to achieve it for a minute or two, and that's fine.
Thanks for tuning in to Monday Motivations and Intentions. Remember, it's never too late. It's just later than you think, but always the perfect time to start.